Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, very important radio broadcast lined up for you on this live Sunday edition. We are here with a syndicated broadcast every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in studio with us for at least an hour and a half of the broadcast today will be New York Times best-selling author multiple times, many times, including his latest book, Jim Mars. His latest book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America. And people get it backwards. We didn't get Nazism from the Nazis in Germany. The international bankers, the robber barons, funded out of England and the United States, funded the fascist in Italy and Germany. That's part of mainline history. Really, 90% of what you're going to be hearing today is on the record. It's just been forgotten history. Or history people never learned to begin with. And then the other 10% is amazing original research of Jim Mars. And this has been put out by one of the biggest publishers out there. It's only been out a few months, and it's already on the New York Times bestseller list. Jim Mars is a good friend of mine. He also wrote the New York Times bestseller, Crossfire, and that was made into the movie JFK by Oliver Stone. And, of course, he helped write the screenplay and was the main consultant on that incredible film, JFK, and other films as well, as a frequent guest on Discovery Channel, History Channel, International Media, BBC, Japanese, Russian TV, you name it. And he is a fellow Texan from up by Fort Worth, and he's a gumshoe news reporter. Back when the Kennedy assassination took place, he was reporting on it in depth. He even went and drank and hung out at Jack Ruby's bar, famous picture of him up on the bar there dancing with some of the girls. So Jim Mars, quite a character, wearing a fedora and got the gray beard, the whole nine yards. Looks like something, you know, out of a Mickey Spillane novel. So he is here with us for the hour and a half of the show, or three quarters of the transmission at least. Now, before we get to him, I know the international financial order, at least collapsing on the surface, is new news to most people. But for 6 years, I have been talking about it every single show, Monday through Friday. And for the last 2 years, doing this Sunday edition, abbreviated two-hour edition to a four-hour weekdays, we've been covering it every day at least 5-10 minutes, and some days the entire show. And it's not because I am a fortune teller or have a crystal ball, or because I have a good astrologer. It's because we read the IMF and World Bank plans. This is a big world, and people say nothing that the elite, do would be secret. There's too many people. Folks would find out. Well, they do find out. It is public. It's just that the mainstream media is telling you about Jessica Simpson and her Dallas Cowboy quarterback boyfriend, or what's happening with Anna Nicole Smith's baby, or O.J. Simpson in the Las Vegas robbery trial. And they keep people distracted and diverted with that, to where two-thirds of the news is covering that. The other third is fake Bin Laden videos uploaded by known CIA fronts. So that's why we're informed, and that's why we really know what's happening and what's transpiring, what's going on in the world, and are years and years ahead of everybody else. And I also get experts on the air. I mean, since 2002, when the IMF and World Bank documents came out, I've been interviewing people like Joseph Stiglitz, two-time Nobel Prize winner, once for economics and peace, breaking down what the international bankers were going to do, and the former head of the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and the head of the New York Business School. I mean, I've interviewed hundreds of people of that caliber. And they were all saying the same thing, that basically by design, the economy is going to be imploded. And then they laid out how it was going to happen. And then I hear other talk show hosts and the newspaper, everybody trying to play catch up, and you're buying into the propaganda again that, oh, we're bailing the banks out, and then everything will be okay. No. What you've done is had cancer on the end of your finger, and then you've just decided not to cut it off. You've decided to let it metastasize into your lungs and your bones and your brain. Because the big scam isn't the trillions of dollars the private banks have stolen from the Treasury and the Pentagon and all the garbage, cancerous paper they wrote that was based on fraud, the AAA-rated securities that were junk. That's not the issue. The couple hundred billion dollars in bad mortgages, that's nothing. It is the fact that you're now buying into the, quote, bailout, which then contractually binds the U.S. Treasury and the people that back that up, the taxpayers, into not trillions, not tens of trillions, not hundreds of trillions, but thousands of trillions. We're up in the quadrillions. Now, that's not Alex Jones. That's top economists. That's even the Dallas Morning News a few years ago admitted that the real debts, the real obligations of the United States were $54 trillion. That was about 2003, and that was only a shadow of it. Now, let me explain something. When you get into thousands of trillions, that's hundreds of times all the real wealth in the world. So let me explain what's happened. These private banking families, they're about monopolies. They're not about free market or you doing well. And if they think they can get away with fully bankrupting the economy, claiming they're bailing it out to accelerate all this other debt and pay all this fiat currency and liquidity into their banking system, they will then buy up the rest of the real assets, then bankrupt the whole thing and leave the American people and the people of the world holding the financial bag. So we knew this 6 years ago when the IMF and World Bank documents came out, how they were planning to do it here. We also, and BBC even reported on this. We knew it then again 3 years ago. We went to Canada, myself and Aaron Dykes and others, to cover Bilderberg. I got detained, interrogated there. I got threatened not to cover it, but our moles inside got the global elite meeting, and we came out. We said in that film, Endgame, that was almost 3 years ago. The film came out a year and a half ago. And in the film, we're saying, and in the extras, we're saying, well, our sources inside are telling us that they plan to pop the real estate market and tell the public that's going to cause the world economic meltdown. But really, the scam is bailing them out. See, the real bank robbery is happening now. It's like an obsessive compulsive gambler. You know, he's $100 down at the craps table, so he goes in $1,000. Then he goes in $10,000. Then he goes out, gets a mortgage on his house, and comes back, and he's about to go in $1,000,000. See, we've gone in $10,000 on the craps tables or on the roulette wheel, and we've, you know, the house is winning. It's a rigged game. Now they're going to get us individually in for $1,000,000. You know, that's the analogy for these quadrillions, thousands of trillions that we're talking about here. And, look, it's not in our hands now. They have activated NORTHCOM. They are moving in combat, regular Army brigades in the Army Times reports to engage the American people. It says it. It's not Alex Jones saying it now. And they say it real friendly and nice, like it's no big deal. They say, we hope we don't have to shoot Americans in there. Actually, it's a quote. We hope we don't have to shoot you. You see how that works. See, the military and the police are there to guard. They, of course, don't know this. They just follow orders. They're compartmentalized. They're there to guard the bank robbers in the final takedown where they run up America's credit card. See, they trick you into, oh, there's a problem. We're some financial experts that caused all this. Let us have, you know, just sign your power of attorney over to me, and I'll fix it all for you. And what they're doing is, you think the small debts we had were big. Now we're going to go into the American people being tied into the Ponzi scheme for the quadrillions. The other big scam is that any of this was an accident. The quadrillions of debt were created where they took securities and leveraged them out over and over and over again with derivatives to infinity to get the mining stock, the shipping companies, the raw land, the media companies, the defense companies to buy off the governments. Now, these big banks they just blew out, the four big ones that fell this week, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac 2 weeks ago, those were just the window dressing fronts, like in Goodfellas. They're just burning the restaurant down now. and then we're going to supposedly pay the insurance on it when they're torturing the restaurant. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here's the basics. Then we're going to Jim Mars, who's been writing about this engineered financial collapse for more than a decade. I mean, it's in all the federal documents. You have a private Federal Reserve that pays off Congress in 1913 to let them take over basically the banking system and government issuance of currency and credit. And they get an income tax so the private banks can directly tax us through their collection agency, the IRS. I mean, this is all official. But you can't even get the yuppie public to understand the Federal Reserve's private, because they believe whatever lies they're taught from birth. They set up the national security state in 1947 to take over the government incrementally, to take over the states, to set up their police state control grid, to really set up fascism. And then now they have got us pumped up to the point where they're ready to completely implode the economy. But before they do that, they've got to run up the debt even higher in our name. So when you hear, oh, it's a $700 billion or a $1 trillion bailout, they said the savings and loan bailout in 1985 was going to be $5 billion. Turned out to be over $1 trillion. Those are official numbers, over $1 trillion conservatively. Now, they've already put in over $700 billion the last year and a half. Remember when all those other big brokerage houses, Bear Stearns and others, for hundreds of billion? Remember when that was the end? There wasn't going to be any more. It's a conspiracy theory. I haven't heard that term to say that anything was happening. In the last 2 weeks, conservatively, they've pumped in over $500 billion. Now they're talking about another $700 billion to a trillion. Now, in the 80s, it was $5 billion, they claimed. It was really a trillion. Then what is that going to be? I mean, we're just talking about hundreds of times. But this is not a bailout. Remember, those corporations took the money out the back door. When a fiat currency is being inflated at first, it still has value. And they bought up real assets. Now they're leaving us with the assets as they're being devalued at the end. They have the real assets. They're leaving us now with the currency and the debt. And then sucking us in, saying, well, your government bailed us out. Here's the news. Exclusive. Foreign banks may get help from Politico. And then they quote ABC News this week's telling George Stephanopoulos that coverage of foreign banks is a distinction without a difference to the American people. Then it goes on to quote Paulson saying they will bail out any financial institution invested with these companies. These companies were already international. Why do you think Halliburton and Dick Cheney privately and Dick Cheney, you know, dumped all his stock years ago and his dollars years ago? Why do you think most of the Fortune 500 have left the country entirely? They've all moved offshore to the Middle East. They've all moved to Europe. That's because, I mean, I happen to know some people here in Austin, one prominent lawyer who happens to represent some billionaires, names you'd recognize, and I've bumped into some of these people separately. And they've all bought offshore islands. They all moved out years ago. I've said on air, they've said that the United States financially will not exist. Now that's what they believe. Maybe this isn't going to happen. But the bottom line is we're being taken for everything right now. Everything is being pulled out from underneath us. The rug is being pulled out right now. We have to say no to this bailout because it's not a bailout. You're told, oh, it's a bailout. You've got to invest more. You've got to stay in the Ponzi scheme. And you don't have a choice. Here's a quote out of the Los Angeles Times today. Bailout plan is sent to Capitol. Lawmakers are asked to give Treasury Chief the authority to buy $700 billion in bad debt. President Bush acknowledges the immensity of the plan, which would bypass many of the government's traditional checks and balances. Well, last weekend, some in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, said we need to have a debate about this. And Paulson said, you're not involved. The private Federal Reserve has contracts with the Treasury, and you're not involved in the decision-making process. Sit down and shut up. Then this week, McCain comes out, and don't think as I'm bashing McCain, I'm for Obama. They're total puppets. Shift your paradigm. Came out and blamed the Congress, saying they said they have no power and can do nothing. He said, how dare you? You did this. And Congress did, as far as they let the military-industrial complex take over. I mean, folks, when the AP reported the day before 9/11 that $1 trillion was missing from the Pentagon, and we're going to talk to Jim coming up. Jim, I know it was $1.9 trillion, but it's now more than $4 trillion. So the numbers are. Jim's jumping in over here as a news guy, former writer for his own newspapers, but also wrote for decades for the Fort Worth Star Telegram. Old crime reporter. We're gonna get to you, Jim. Okay, it was 2.3. The AP article I have says 1.9. I know in your book you have some of those as well. Regardless, trillions stolen, and then now you quote get to bail out the foreign bankers. Now understand. Also this week you heard, oh, they banned shorting stock. No, they only banned it on 700 plus financial stocks, brokerage houses, and banks, and declared open season on all real corporations like Ford and GM and General Motors. Ford, General Motors, General Electric. And so now they're raiding that. They are raiding everything right now. The real economy, they are looting everything. This is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to know who to blame. You're not going to probably be able to stop them doing this. But at least know that when they tell you you owe 85% tax rate, and they tell you there's no pension funds, and they're announcing, well, they changed the rules 3 years ago to take your pension funds. And they said it's legal. Why'd they change the rules? So they can do it. Well, the government can say it's legal to barbecue infants on the White House lawn. That doesn't really mean it's legal or lawful. So that's the type of financial news I have here in front of me. Exclusive foreign banks may get help, and then you read it, they're going to bail out, quote, the foreign banks. That means let them come in and suck us dry. Also, another big bank failure, Ameribank, Inc. Financial crisis default by the U.S. government is no longer unthinkable. Dodd came out and said we're probably going to collapse, Senator Dodd. Paulson voices confidence in U.S. fundamentals. Europeans on left and right ridicule U.S. money meltdown. That's the type of news we have, and at the end of the show, I'm going to get a little bit more into that. But before we break, I want to come back and get into the history of the rise of the Fourth Reich to understand what we're dealing with. But this is the same thing that brought Hitler to power. It's the same thing that has been engineered before. And give us a lead-in, Jim, before we come back and get into this.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is from today's headlines, but let's look at some of what would be considered the Fortune 500 corporations here in the United States. Standard Oil of New Jersey, which of course now is Exxon, several others, J.P. Morgan, Brown Brothers, Harriman, GAF, IBM, AT&T, Ford, General Motors, U.S. Steel. Okay, now, these were the companies who created and funded Hitler and the German Nazis before, during, and after World War II. So everybody knows that the thing's falling apart, and the problem is they've got us all distracted and conflicted, pointing our fingers. So the liberals blame the conservatives, conservatives blame the liberals, Republicans blame Democrats, vice versa. Let's learn and let's all band together as free Americans and reconstitute our free democratic republic, and let's point the finger where it belongs, at these global fascist, these national socialists, because these were the same people, the same families, the same bloodlines that created communism in Russia.
Well, I mean, let's explain this, and they have textbooks. This is a formula, and when we come back, let's get into the formula. The Nazis didn't come from Germany. They came from the U.S. and England, and Hitler was only one variant that made it racial. So we're going to break this down with Jim Mars. His book's on the New York Times bestseller list right now, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. By the way, it's available at InfoWars.com. That's InfoWars.com. We'll be back after the news on stations nationwide.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is what happens when you get your film crew in line. You see, we're shooting a documentary with Jim about black ops government, about continuity of government, killing Kennedy, how the shadow government has taken over the society. And I guess none of the guys wanted to tell me I was 30 seconds getting late back on air with me and Jim in here talking about the New World Order and guzzling coffee. So you guys speak up next time we're supposed to be on air. I guess everybody gets trained that I'm always in here on time, so it's kind of unusual when I don't make it in where I'm supposed to be. Okay, let's start over. Ladies and gentlemen, on this radio show and on the weekday radio show, you're going to find out from the true experts what is happening with the economy. And that isn't my opinion. As John Wayne said, no brag, just fact. If you go and you look at the evidence of the radio show in the book I wrote back in 2002, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, the last chapter laid out how in the next 8 years, and we're now 6 years into that, how they would artificially implode the debt, restrict the credit, and then, quote, have a bailout that basically bankrupted the people of the world to the IMF and World Bank and to the private families that own the private Federal Reserve and the IMF and World Bank. So this is the big scam. The banks can't trick you to take out a loan on a farm you can't pay, because what they really want is that land. The banks can't trick you to sign away your birthright and your children's future. But they can go buy off your government, militarize your police and military generationally while they get the wealth of the control they have in the earlier sets of the Ponzi scheme, and then come in and bring total tyranny in. And this is what they have done. So this is not a bailout you're seeing. This is a mass raping of the economy. This is done by design, and they are moving in army brigades so that when you really find out what's happened and when you riot because they've taken your pension fund and destroyed your future, they can use microwave guns and machine guns to gun you down the street. Now, the good news is most of the military and police I talk to are now aware of this because of people like Jim Mars and myself and others who've been out there warning people, and so they're not going to go along with it. I wish this wasn't the truth, but it's really happening. Now, it's been said many different ways by many different historians and people of note, philosophers, that those that do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And if one wants to understand the present and the future, they need to have a grasp of history because humans tend to act the same. There's nothing new under the sun. The same scams get developed, the same ideas, the same mindsets. And if you study the Nazis and you study fascism in Italy and Germany, and if you learn who the players were in the United States, England, and Germany who funded the fascist and the communist, and when you read books by Carol Quigley, the top Georgetown professor, Bill Clinton's mentor, he explains in a 900-page book how the big banks funded the fascist and the communist. They create a dialectic. They control the left-right. And then you think you have a choice, but it's a controlled choice. But they're going with the fascist model right now. They brought down the communist model in 91. That got them, you know, some control. And now, and domesticated the population. Now they're going with the fascist model. I don't think of it as a guy with a mustache. I have a picture here I drew on the front of Newsweek. What Bush got right, and I drew a little mustache on him. And, you know, we can joke about that all day, but he is just a puppet. But his grandfather was the head U.S. Nazi in the United States, and that was even in the New York Times. It was in the New York Times 50-something years ago. And so Jim Mars, best-selling author, again, as I mentioned earlier, he wrote the book that was turned into the film, JFK, helped write the screenplay and was the main consultant on that film. His new book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, is a New York Times bestseller, available everywhere and as well at Infowars.com, along with a film I made 4 years ago about the same subject. But he's got into 100 times more detail, and it is shocking. And so when the Nazis were brought to the U.S., when Germany fell, they were coming back home. They were coming from where they sprung. And that's why they were put in charge of not just NASA, but every other major agency. And so now you'll understand what's really happening. For the rest of the show, Jim, you've got the floor. I'll be throwing a few questions out. But start at the beginning for us.
Well, actually, you could probably go back into the 1800s and to the Rothschild mode of banking, where they pitted the European nations against each other for profit and control. But let's just go to the Russian Revolution of 1917. When that happened, Woodrow Wilson, who was president of the United States at the time, wrote that the bulk of financial aid to Russia at that time did not go to the democratic Kerensky government. It went to the Bolsheviks, who became the communist. So we created the communist, or Wall Street bankers and Bank of England bankers, created the communist in 1917. Lenin was not even in Russia. He was in Switzerland. He was aided in passing through wartime Germany with German intelligence and a German banker, including Max Warburg. The reason Max Warburg is interesting is because his brother
started the Federal Reserve.
Paul Warburg had come over here, had participated in the conspiracy of Jekyll Island, had created the Federal Reserve System, and was head of the Federal Reserve System at the time of World War I, and in fact was in charge of funding the war effort for the United States in World War I.
Now,
his brother is funding the German war effort, to show you how they play both sides.
Now, hundreds of books have been written about this. It's mainline history. It's now declassified. U.S. government put Mao in. But a lot of leftists are going, what do you mean the bankers funded the communists? Explain that to them.
Well, they sent the aid to Lenin, and whoever pays you money controls it. The philosophical leader of the communism was Leon Trotsky. And in 1917, he was living on Rockefeller land and working in New York. But they put him on a boat with about $20 million, or $40 million, raised from Wall Street capitalists, including the Schiffs, and 300 revolutionaries, and they sent him off to Russia. Now, the Canadian authorities stopped him at Halifax and said, we've heard your speeches. We know you're going over into Russia and take it over and create a communist government, and you're going to pull Russia out of the war. That's going to free a million soldiers to come over and fight our good Canadian boys in the West, so we're not going to let you go. So, but he got loose. How? Because Winston Churchill, who was our Admiralty, Lord of the Admiralty at the time, said, no, you need to let him go. And Woodrow Wilson, through his mentor, Colonel House, gave him an American passport. And so Trotsky was released, sent to Russia, who, and along with Lenin, created communism in Russia. Now, Alex, I think the game plan was they were going to create a socialist East, and they were going to pitted against a capitalist West for what we came to know as the Cold War. And they were going to pit these two blocks against each other. But what happened was is that the communists created the Internationale, and they said, workers of the world unite. And they said they created very powerful communist parties in Italy, France, Germany, Britain, the United States. So these capitalists were going, well, wait a minute, we don't want this. If it becomes one world socialism, then we can't play off one nation against another or one block against another. So they decided they had to stop the spread of communism. And so to achieve that, they reached into Germany, the one country in the middle of Europe that was in a position to stop the not only the theological but the military spread of communism. And they found a German army intelligence agent who they funded and helped create the National Socialist German Workers' Party. And, of course, that was Adolf Hitler. And you got to remember that the Nazi is an acronym for National Socialist. And National Socialist are really no different than Communist Socialist, the only difference being that you could confine them within one national boundary. You could keep it within Germany. You could keep it within Italy. That way, these bankers could continue to play off one country off against another. And so that was led up to World War II.
All right, we got a break. We're going to come back and get into this. And for those that don't know, that's mainline history, that the Nazi Party was founded and run by German intelligence, funded by British intelligence and Lord Milner's group. So the whole thing was run out of Britain. We're going to get to that later, that Britain right up into the war was running Germany. We'll be right back.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Bye.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, Glur 5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, we've got the author of The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Jim Marrs, with us. Now, it's common knowledge that the U.S. and England funded Hitler, but he was like a rock star. I mean, he was all over the newsreels, all over radio. My grandfather remembers growing up in Dallas, and he was like in the newspapers and on radio. What a great guy he was right up until 1939 or so. Jim Marrs continued, because this then connects into today. And this isn't like, oh, there's a few Nazis in the government. This is the governing system. The Nazi symbols are in the Senate, the fasci. It's how the government's being run. The black uniforms, the National Police Force, the homeland. That's what Hitler called it, was the Reichland, which means homeland. Jim Marrs, please continue.
Well, let me just preface by quickly pointing out to everyone that's listening that when we say fascists and Nazis are taking over in the United States, we're not talking about goose-stepping Germans. No, the Germans lost the war. We're talking about the National Socialist that funded the Nazis, put them in power, kept them in power, and then brought them over here after the war. I've already rattled off some of the corporations that were supporting the Nazis prior to the war. Brown Brother Harriman's, the JF, IBM. IBM produced very specialized punch cards for the German IBM equipment that allowed them to ship all the Jews and the dissidents off to the concentration camps. General Motors, Ford, they were producing war materials for the Nazis because business, after all, is just business. But I also want to point out,
in fact, our bombers weren't allowed to bomb those GM and Ford plants.
That's right.
They were turning off Panzers.
I read an account of a German worker, I think, at the General Motors plant, and he said that when they had a bombing raid, everybody would run to the General Motors plant because they knew it was safe. In 1936, Time magazine referred to Schroeder, Rockefeller and Company as investment bankers as the economic booster of the Rome-Berlin Axis. And their attorneys were two fellows from the New York law firm, Sullivan and Cromwell, John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles's mentor was John J. McCloy, chairman of City National Bank, which is now Citicorp. And John J. McCloy sat with Hitler in his box at the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
And those guys go on to be the CIA director, and then they're tied into the assassination of Kennedy.
Right. After the war...
Lay it out. Take your time.
After the war, John J. McCloy gets to be the High Commissioner of Germany, and he pardons about 100,000 Nazis and sends them over to the United States. His protege, Alan Dulles, was the longest-selling serving CIA director, and through the CIA and through Operation Paperclip, which went under the radar of Presidents Eisenhower and Truman, they were never made fully aware of what they were really doing. They altered and whitewashed the backgrounds of thousands of these Nazis, changing it from ardent Nazi to not an ardent Nazi, and rolled them into the CIA. And then on top of that, we had the Galen organization, which was General Reinhard Galen, a Nazi, who was providing us all of our early intelligence data on the Soviet Union. So no wonder we had a Cold War. We were getting all our information about Russia from an anti-communist underground filtered through a Nazi organization. And that's when you mentioned earlier in the program, 1947, that's when they began to create a national security state here within the United States. And it started with the rocket scientists, the mind control experts, the CIA, but then it rolled into into the defense industries and then into the universities, which were packed with some of these same people. Psychiatry was a big center. They brought all the German psychiatrists over
here. But for every Nazi, they had others who, in many cases, the Nazis were actually proteges of. See, it's important to add that the Nazis, in many respects, were the proteges of a eugenics elite already in England and the U.S.
That's exactly right. The first major eugenics study, and eugenics being the study of heredity, the study of racial purity, who's your daddy?
Well, Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf that he was a student of experts in the U.S.
Exactly.
That's where he got it all.
And, in fact, the first major eugenics foundation in the United States was set up by Mrs. E.F. Harriman, and it was her husband, Edward Harriman, who was the protector and mentor of Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush was a director of Union Banking Corporation and was a focal point for handling the money from steel magnate Fritz Thyssen to Adolf Hitler. Thyssen has publicly taken credit for funding Hitler to a large extent, and Prescott Bush was handling the money.
He wrote the book, I Paid Hitler.
Exactly. Now, in late 1942, Prescott Bush was even prosecuted by the federal government of the United States under the Trading with the Enemies Act for being nothing but a Nazi financial frontman. And, of course, now we've had two of his son, George Herbert Walker Bush, his former president of the United States, and his grandson is now president of the United States. In fact, if you think about it, we've got the president of the United States, his grandfather was prosecuted as a Nazi frontman. We've got the governor of the most populous state in the country, Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose father was a Nazi Gauleiter, a party official. We got Karl Rove, who is widely known as Bush's brain, whose grandfather built concentration camps for the Nazis. And we have a pope who, as a young man in Poland, was a member of the Hitler Youth. It makes you wonder who really won the war.
Well, they had the giant rail cars full of diamonds, everything. That was brought into Texas because my grandfather worked for oil companies. He saw it. He said there were more Germans in Midland than there were Texans, and just unbelievable stories. But continue. I mean, let's break this down for people.
Well, that's they begin to create the military-industrial complex, but more importantly...
Let's explain. The 1947 National Security Act, COG, Continuity of Government, mirrored the Nazi setup.
Oh, exactly. And all of this fit right into Action Eidlerflugt, or Operation Eagle Flight, which was created by Morton Bormann, who was Hitler's secretary, who survived the war, escaped to South America, was actually seen in the United States a few times. And towards the end of August 1945, when it became obvious that the D-Day landings were going to be successful and they wouldn't be able to throw us off the continent, he met with Hermann Schmitz, head of the IG Farben Chemical Combine, which is the grandfather of all the major pharmaceutical companies today, and Dr. Abbe, who was head of the German Central Bank, and they instituted Operation Eagle Flight. They took everything worth anything, patents, copyrights, licenses, gold, silver, precious stones, art, antiquities, scientists, everything. They took it out of Germany.
And Germany had just looted Europe and parts of Russia, Eastern Europe, but they were already had more industrial patents, science, A-bombs, we're going to get to that later, than anybody else in the world. And so, again, that loot was contained and protected because the British royalty was really German royalty, and much of the richest families in New York were intermarried as well. So it was also a family matter.
Absolutely. In fact, in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, you'll learn that as late as 2007, documents surfaced in England that showed that during the war, the Queen Mother of England thought it was perfectly okay to have a Nazi occupation of England as long as they guaranteed that the monarchy would remain intact. And why not? Because the Windsors had changed their name from Mountbatten, who had changed their name from Battenbergs, and they all were of German heritage, so why not let your relatives come in and take over?
Well, I mean, you had the king, who they say stepped down from the throne because he married an American woman. That came later. It's mainline British history that he had to step down from being king because he had publicly backed Hitler.
Exactly. And the royals were very supportive of Hitler and very supportive of National Socialism. And that's the thing I'm trying to get by. What happened was is that Hitler and the Germans proved to be a little bit too effective. And they overran Europe. They overran France, the Low Countries. They were pushing into Russia. They were threatening England. So the bankers in England and America, again, they said, oh, my God, we've created another Frankenstein monster.
They're masters at double-crossing.
Yes. And so they said, well, you know, in fact, I quote Churchill in my book, who's saying that he wasn't against National Socialism or the Nazis. He was against Germany leading the economic system.
Germany leading the New World Order. That's why they have all these famous Disney things making fun of cartoon Hitlers going, New World Order. I mean, that was the term. Everybody knew New World Order was bad, but no, it was to be an American and British Anglo-American New World Order.
Yeah, it was bring the world new order. Heil Hitler.
Adolf Hitler, New World Order.
Exactly.
In fact, pull that up. Go to YouTube, guys. And they were asking for clips. We have a whole guy just to do that. And I'm sitting there idle today. Google on YouTube Disney cartoons, New World Order. And it'll be Daffy Duck getting mad as a secret agent, blowing up Nazis. And the Nazis are always going, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler, New World Order, New World Order. Anyways.
Find the song In the Fuhrer's Face.
Yeah, that's it. In the Fuhrer's Face. Is this Nazi land so good?
God is Nazi land.
If we could. Yeah, anyways. All right. So
there you go. I mean, the older generations that had better education and a more classical education than we have truly understand this. I mentioned in an earlier book of mine, The Rule by Secrecy, that there was a St. Louis Post-Dispatch cartoon in 1911 that shows all the Wall Street bankers and John D. Rockefeller and Mellon, and they're all shaking hands with Karl Marx. And they clearly understood that these guys had created.
Yeah, they would fund any movement to come con serfs into killing the ruling elite and then handing it over to the bankers. And the bankers wrote all these declassified documents on that. We're going to go to break. We're going to be right back after news, folks. We're going to get into how they took over the U.S., now what they're setting up currently today. Stay with us. Info.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You know, as a